I've been trying to follow the Gary's theme with music today. I can't quite nail it, but isn't it Crosby, Stills, and
just
Nash?
A beautiful transition of seasons. It's just
That's
easy.
Okay,
listening.
I'll go with that.
I haven't heard it in a while.
The brain's just going around, going. That might sound good. Good, I fooled you. You thought I had a plan. Hey, you know what? One of my favorite things to do, usually around late October, November, or December, go up to Sedona, and that's about the time the fireplaces are going. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's this really nice scent around the town. I think it's juniper wood that they're burning in the fireplaces. Is that what it is?
There's a lot of juniper.
Oh.
A lot of juniper.
Gosh, it's one of those smells that I'll just sit there off the side of the road and just enjoy for about 25 minutes or so.
Now, every time I pull into Chasm, they're surrounded by a juniper grove, and I just get out and it takes me back.
Suck it in. Talking seasonal changes for your Arizona home, we've talked about preparing the heating system, preparing your fireplace, chimney, and flue, getting ready to put the pool into the off season. And one of the other things we'd like y'all to think about is what we see when we go to clients' home most often, when it gets to the yard irrigation, the lawn landscaping, is that we're not watering enough in the very heat of the summer, and we are watering way, way, way too much through the winter, through the cooler season. We've got experts that tell us you really ought to check your timer about quarterly, four times a year. And like Bill Jenkins at Think Green Irrigation Landscaping says, yeah, there are smart timers out there that are supposed to do it for you. But really, the smartest thing is an educated homeowner that knows how to work his clock, going out and checking on it four times a year. And it may not be quite ready right now, but in the very near future, when we consistently quit breaking 100 degrees, you can probably eliminate one whole water cycle a week. And then as we move into the 80 and 70 degree weather, you can eliminate two more cycles per week and get down to just once a week through the middle of the winter. You should see your water, 70% of your water consumption is your lawn as an average for a typical Arizona homeowner. You should be able to cut that 70% of your bill less than half of that in the middle of the winter. You should see your water consumption go down 40% from June to January. And we are on properties all the time where we're seeing water running down the curb, water bleeding out of the lawn into the desert landscape, clocks that are still set in their summer schedule. So if we were talking about making water out of thin air in the 7 o'clock hour with zero mass, well, it's all a part of responsible water conservation. And most people grossly overwater in the desert through the course of the winter.
What's really hard is to watch people watering when it's raining. They forget to turn them off. That's really, really important. And even talking to Bill Jenkins, even when the air is humid, it's a decreased demand on your water supply because the plants lose water slower when it's humid outside. So you can also cut back when it's humid and absolutely turn them off if you had a significant rain event.
Absolutely. And I liked John Harper's. John Harper, I think, had geraniums in his front yard. And he says, every time I came home, that was my key indicator plant. It would show the stress the easiest. And I knew if it was stressing, that everything else was shortly behind it. And I've got one little plant, I don't even know what it is, underneath my Texas ebony beside the garage door. And I see it every time I get in and out of my truck. And if that little plant is stressed, I go back to the clock and I give
manually flip it on, give the front shrubs a
4 hour dose.
And at the Shade Conference last, I guess it was that last week or 2 weeks ago now, maybe three, two, we met a gentleman and he's going to join us in October from Rainbird talking about the new two stage wiring and smart controllers. And the theme that they had constantly is a smart controller means nothing if you don't have a smart operator. So we'll talk about new technologies from Rainbird, headquartered right here in Arizona out of Tucson.